At last, Michael emerged. He'd checked the patient's temperature, which was almost back to normal. He'd cleaned and treated the head wound. "I don't think anything's fractured except for the ribs, but yeah, broken ribs are very uncomfortable, so he's in quite a bit of pain. To heal the ribs, he'll need to stay immobile as much as he can."
"And the head wound?"
Lee said. "He might have a concussion, but hey, for that he just needs rest. He asked me to call an ambulance and get him to the hospital. I explained that we don't have an ambulance or a hospital."
"What about the fact that he can't remember anything?"
Remy asked. I'm not too worried about that. Confusion's normal with hypothermia. It should clear up once he's recovered."
"And where will he be recovering?"
Remy asked. "Well," Michael looked back and forth between them, finally settling on Remy. "Here, I guess, for the moment."
"Here? Who's going to give him care?"
"Well, you, I guess," Michael said. "For the moment." Remy took a step back, wrapping her hands around her overall straps.
"I have no idea how to heal a man."
"You don't have to heal him," Michael replied. "You just have to look after him while his body heals itself."
"This is crazy. We need to fly him to a hospital so he can receive professional treatment."
The island's dirt airstrip provided the fastest route to the shore. "It's too windy," Michael said. "No flights in or out for the rest of the day." Remy turned to Lee.
"What about taking him to the mainland on your lobster boat?"
"It would take hours to get him there that way, and attempting it might injure him worse. There's a storm rolling in, and it wouldn't be a smooth ride."
"Could we at least move him to your house?"
Remy asked Lee hopefully. "Not with broken ribs," Michael said.
"Here's the deal."
Lee pushed up the brim of her ball cap, then resettled it low.
"Having a man who looks like a fallen angel..."
Remy made a scoffing sound. Lee's expression turned disbelieving.
"You don't agree that he looks like a fallen angel?"
"No, I do not."
"As I was saying, having a fallen angel drop into the sea outside your house is the best thing to happen to me this decade. But I work long hours on the boat. I'll gladly help you with him when I'm off work, but I can't watch him the rest of the time. He's better off here."
"Just give him plenty of hydration," Michael said. "Food when he's hungry for it. Peace. Quiet. Oh, and you know, keep an eye out."
"Keep an eye out for what?"
"A lack of breathing or pulse."
"What?
If that happens, give CPR."
"I don't know CPR."
"Well, like I said, his body should heal itself."
"Should? Should?"
She tried to think of any solution that didn't involve a stranger with hypothermia staying in her bedroom.
"Shouldn't be for long,"
Lee said. "Are you okay with letting him stay here just until then?" He was too weak to pose a physical threat, and she'd be a terrible person if she refused to serve as temporary nurse to a wounded person in need.
"I guess it should be fine for a day or two,"